Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Church of Our Lord at ancient Corinth had allowed a serious situation to develop. A man in the church was sleeping with his father's wife. What made the situation even worse was that the members were puffed up, maybe not because of, but in spite of the evil in that church. Paul warned that their glorying was not good, 1 Corinthians 5:6. He demanded that they purge out the old leaven, that is, the sin in the church. He reminded them, "For even Christ our Passover, or Paschal Lamb, is sacrificed for us." He then exhorted them, "Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." 1 Corinthians 5:8. By his use of the word feast, Paul was not referring to any of the feasts and festivals of the Old Covenant, nor was he speaking of our observance of the Lord's Supper. Keeping the feast suggests that the Christian life is like the keeping of the feast of unleavened bread. The Christian life must be characterized by purity of life, just as the Passover required the removal of all leaven. Moses told the Israelites, "Remember this day in which you came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall be no leavened bread eaten. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall be no leavened bread be seen with you, neither shall there be any leaven seen with you in all your quarters." Exodus 13, 3 and 7. Leaven in Paul's letter to the Corinthians refers to sin. The Corinthians were not to keep the feast, figuratively speaking, with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness. Old leaven refers to the sin in a person's life. The expression, the leaven of malice and wickedness, is an expansion of the term old leaven. The word malice describes an attitude of toleration of evil. Wickedness is a broad term meaning active involvement in evil. Both malice and wickedness are broad generic terms describing many kinds of immorality. Such attitudes and activities are not to be a part of our lives as Christians. We must lay aside all sin and live soberly, righteously, and godly. Titus 2, 11 and 12. We must serve the living God with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Our work and our worship must be free of corruption and evil. Obviously, the word bread is used in a figurative sense. Just as the bread of the Feast of Unleavened Bread was to be eaten without leaven, so our lives are to be without malice and wickedness. Our bread is to be sincerity and truth. Sincerity refers to an attitude of purity of heart. Our Lord told His disciples, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Matthew 5, 8. Every phase of our lives must be characterized by purity of heart. Paul affirms that our service to God must also be motivated by truth. The word truth can refer to our obligation to tell the truth and our duty to know, to love, and to obey the truth. We have a revelation of God's truth in the Bible. We cannot compromise that truth, either by being immoral or by failing to support the great doctrines of Scripture. God expects His people to refrain from any activity that brings shame and reproach on His church. He also expects us to preach the unadulterated gospel of Christ. Failure to do either will bring the curses of God upon our heads. We must remember that only the truth saves. John 8, 32. If you are outside of Jesus Christ, you must confess Him and obey the gospel. If you are an erring child, you must repent of those wrongs and return to the church of our Lord. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.